Marhaba, and welcome to the Matrix Green Pill, where real people connect.
Hello and welcome back to the Matrix Green Pill podcast. I'm Hilmarie Hutchison, and today I'm so excited to have Sharan Budrani as my guest on the show. Sharan is a person of determination, an artist, and a motivational speaker. So exciting to be talking to you today, Sharan. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's my pleasure.
I'm really excited to talk to you. So some of our listeners will definitely already know who you are and your story, but for those who don't, could you please introduce yourself?
I'm an artist and a motivational speaker. I have muscular dystrophy, which is a muscle weakening disease. I will talk more about it during the interview.
Where are you originally from? Where did you grow up? How did you end up in the UAE?
I was born in the UAE.
So you did all your schooling and your education in the UAE as well?
Yes, in Dubai.
So having been born and raised in Dubai, you have seen all the changes that's happened around the city in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Very good. Before we talk about your art, which is what we're wanting to talk about, but let's talk a little bit first about muscular dystrophy. For our audience who might not know what it is, can you explain what is muscular dystrophy?
Yeah, muscular dystrophy is a muscle weakening degenerative disease. So I was diagnosed with it when I was 9, and now I'm 31. So it's been a long journey from the time of walking and slowly slowing down and gradually using a wheelchair now. It has been a long journey, and I was able to come so far, the support of my mom and everybody else who has been a great support in this journey.
Is there a known cause for muscular dystrophy?
There is no known cause, and nobody in our family had it. But they say it is transferred through the genes. So we don't really know where exactly it come from.
It is a genetic disease.
Yeah, that's what we have heard.
From the way you describe it, once the symptoms start coming, it's a slow onset. It's not boom one day. It just slowly develops into...
Actually, there are different kinds of severity. The one I have is not very severe one. It's a moderate one. It's Becker's muscular dystrophy. There are 40 kinds of MD.
Okay, so the one that you have still allows you some movement that maybe others might not have.
Yes, it does.
What are some of the challenges that you deal with because of your muscular dystrophy?
There are many challenges. At the moment, I use an electronic wheelchair. It makes me independent. Living in Dubai, the challenges have been with the accessibility and with the transportation. But after the Dubai Metro, and a lot of things have changed growing up in Dubai. And I'm so grateful to the government to recognize, to understand our needs for people of determination.
It is incredible all that the UAE has done.
Yes.
To try and support people, as you say, with people of determination. So when you go out, do you always have to have somebody that goes with you, or are you able to go by yourself to the mall, for example?
Since 2018, I have a private home care nurse.
Okay, so you always have somebody who can support you, which is excellent.
Yes.
Now, what would you say are some common misconceptions about muscular dystrophy?
It's not a very common disease. A lot of people don't know about it, but mostly people have multiple sclerosis, which is MS. Not a lot of people know about muscular dystrophy.
It's an education maybe that's still lacking, that people are not as aware of the disease and the impact of it.
Yes.
Well, you certainly have not let muscular dystrophy slow you down or limit you from becoming all that you can be. Let's talk a little bit about your being a motivational speaker. Can you tell us how you got into being a motivational speaker?
It all started when I was a student at my art studio, which closed in September 2020 due to the pandemic. Being a part of art studio and gave us a lot of encouragement and guidance on becoming motivational speakers. We and my friends and my colleagues, we visited different schools, colleges, and we gave different speeches about bullying and about sharing a life journey with people. So it all started from there.
That's absolutely fantastic. So what are some of your favorite topics to talk about when you're doing motivational speaking?
I have been talking about my disability, and I like to share my writings and share my life story.
And have you done any motivational speaking outside of the UAE, or have you been focused mainly on Dubai and the UAE?
We went to Singapore as a group with the art studio, I think in 2015. We visited a school there. We were there for a week, and we conducted workshops there, and we gave some speeches at one of the schools in Singapore.
Excellent. Now, to the topic we really wanted to talk about, you as an artist. Now, I know you've been involved with the Mawa Heb Art Studio for more than 10 years, but what was it that inspired you to get involved with art?
I got involved in art when and I couldn't continue school during the second term of my grade 12. And I was good at drawing. I never picked up a paintbrush and painted. In 2008, I picked up a brush and I just started painting and put all my emotions on paper. So that was the time I discovered my talent in art.
You have a very unique style of art you discovered along the way. Can you explain this to our audience? What is your style and how did you come to have this very unique style of art?
I was inspired by the American action artist Jackson Pollock, who painted in a very unique style. And I, under the guidance of art teacher at Mohaib, we came up with an idea of using remote control toy cars to create works of art on huge pieces of canvas, which were laid on the floor. And I controlled the car and a volunteer helped to pour paint on the canvas. We came up with a unique way of creating art, which I was inspired by Jackson Pollock. It's called action painting. And I took part at a Sika Art Fair in 2018 as a solo artist with a lot of support from the Mohaib Art Studio and everybody else who supported me along the journey.
Fantastic. It certainly is very creative and very unique. Very much your own style, like you say, with inspiration, but fantastic the way that you've discovered your own style of art. Do you have a favorite artwork?
No, not really.
Either your own or from somebody else, maybe? Do you have a favorite Jackson Pollock artwork?
No, there's no favorite.
No favorite. It's hard to choose.
Every artwork is unique in its own way. And there's a story behind every artwork and the medium of art created.
So true. So who is your favorite artist?
I don't actually have a favorite.
Okay. And tell me, you discovered your art ability and your love for art when you were a little bit older. You weren't very, very young when you first discovered it. What advice would you give to aspiring artists who still have feelings of doubt and fear about stepping into the world of art?
You must not hesitate to bring it out on paper, because without saying a word, we can express ourselves using different colors and we can express ourselves in many ways. So it's about expressing who we are and by not fearing what for the other person, because not everyone will like what we are doing, but we might have to like it. The person who's creating it should give it his best, so then they know that that is the best they can give.
Sure. So true. You started out, and many artists and many people of determination was very much supported by the Mohaib Art Studio. What kind of people can go to the Mohaib Art Studio and be supported there?
It's about teaching life skills through art and being a part of the different workshops which are happening there. So anybody who wants to, like, because through art, they teach these artists to be independent and to socialize among society and bring out what they have hidden inside themselves.
Let's talk about your experience at having an exhibition at the World Art Dubai. Can you tell us about that?
At World Art in 2021, with the help of the Inclusive Company, which looks for jobs, a wheel of determination. I had a live painting demonstration at World Art, and I also sold a few paintings. So it was a great moment for me and for everybody who has been a support for me in this journey.
Fantastic. And this was after you had already participated as a solo artist in Sika at the Sika Fair in 2018. And you also had an exhibition at Emirates NBD in February 2019, right?
Yes.
Have you been involved with any other fairs since then? Or have you got any other fairs you are looking forward to in the near future?
As of now, not. There's nothing yet. I'm working on trying to publish a book with my poetry. So I'm just trying to, because I've got about more than 25 poems which have just been with me since the time I started writing.
That sounds so exciting. If you can have a book with your poetry and your art together, that'll be fantastic.
Yes.
Well, watch out for that and hope that you can bring that to reality. So exciting. Well, thank you so much, Sharan, for telling me about your background and your experiences and the art that you've done. Now we've come to the segment of our show where I'd like to ask you a few rapid-fire questions, our version of a game show. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Do you prefer cats or dogs?
Dogs.
What is your hobby?
To paint.
Do you prefer a sunrise or a sunset?
Sunset.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Dark chocolate.
Very nice. What is one thing that you do every day, no matter how busy you are?
Observe a moment of silence.
Ah, lovely. Very nice. Well, that was the game show over, so you did very well. Thank you for playing along. Now, before we wrap up, we would like to ask you about your Greenpool moment. So could you share an inspiring or life-changing experience that you have gone through, your Greenpool moment?
their life-changing experience they've been through is being an artist at Moai and becoming a more confident person.
So the support that you received at Moai Art Studio made a big impact on your life.
Yes, it did.
So you can be very grateful for the people behind the studio who provided that support.
Yes, for sure.
So in life, sometimes that's what we need, right? Is just to have someone out there looking out for us to help us to create that momentum to get us to the next step in our life.
I would just like to say a very big thank you to my art teacher and mentor, Mrs. Gulshan Kavarana, who has been a great inspiration and a motivation in my life, and for all the artists and students of Mohaib. And she continues to. So she brought out the best in me and she made me a more confident person. If it wasn't for Mohaib, if it wasn't for Ms. Vemi Dimaka, it would not have been possible. So I have to say a very big thank you to these two people. And
excellent. Lovely. I'm so sure they'll be so happy to hear your words of appreciation. And they certainly have done a lot for the community to support people of determination. So yes, a big shout out and a big thank you to them for all their efforts. So it was excellent to talk to you today. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Yes, same. Yes, it's my pleasure.
We'll be watching with great interest on the next steps that you take, on the next artwork and your next poems that you do.
I would just like to say something.
Yes, please.
I would like to say that a very big thank you to my mom, who's always been a support, and also my home care nurse, Nuruddin, who has been with me for the last 4 years. And I got a lot of support and help from everyone. It's quite a big thing for me to be able to reach at this stage in my life.
I'm sure they'll appreciate you hear your words of appreciation. It's always nice to hear when somebody appreciates the efforts that you make on their behalf.
Yes, that's true.
So nice. Before we say goodbye today, Sharon, can you please tell our audience where they can find and follow you, your links to your social media, or where is it that they can see the work that you're doing?
Sharon_actionart. That's my Instagram.
Perfect. And do you have any other social media, or is it just the Instagram?
I also have a Facebook page. It's called Sharon's Life with Muscular Dystrophy.
Super. We'll put this in the show notes as well so that the audience can find you. Again, thank you so much for being here today, Sharon. I wish you absolutely the very best and look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you to you too.
If you enjoy our conversations, please like and subscribe. See you next Wednesday.